Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pieris. Yes, we've come to the end of a perfect 2025. Sri Lanka, well, did struggle in our cricket, but nevertheless, it's been a great year. First and foremost, well, start off with a somber note, which I hate. The passing away of Akash Fernando, the former Pete Wright cricketer, who also played under 19 cricket for Sri Lanka, represented so many clubs in Division One cricket, and the last club he played for was for Ragama. And I just read an article in which Sri Lanka's leading commentator Roshan Abhisinghe has stated that he was a wonderful human being, very humble, very approachable, and a person who really enjoyed playing cricket. But sadly, he's been in a coma since 2018, and he bid us goodbye. So deeper sympathies to Akash Fernando and his family. I know it's not easy when you lose a young man who's gone far too soon, but his memories will linger in the cricket field, that's for sure. Right, getting into what happened yesterday at Trivandrum, Sri Lanka versus India in the final T20. Sri Lanka did very well in, even though they lost the game by 15 runs, but at least they were competitive in comparison to what we've seen of them when they started the series against India. And it was envisaged that we will be getting a whitewash. Yeah, it's a 5-0 win for India. They won the final game by 15 runs. But nevertheless, the most important thing is the girls looked very much more composed. Looking at the scorecard, India put into bat made 175. Of course, they didn't have the luxury of some of their senior players. Smriti Mandana was rested, and then Jemima Rodrigues, I was told, was under the tap with a flu infection. So the two top batters did not play, and their bowling also, they did rest a few of their bowlers. But end of the day, they got to 175, and Harmpreet Kaur, the captain of India, made a wonderful 68. I just watched her play. She looks excellent, isn't she? And then also their all-rounder, Arundhati Reddy, coming and, you know, pumping those 20 runs in the final over was wonderful to watch. So they got to 175. But don't take anything away from Sri Lanka. I think the Sri Lankan fielding has improved. They are bowling much better. But then Inoka Ranavira was under the pump. She's a senior player, but then she was carted a little bit. Sri Lanka got to 160. Wonderful knock by Imesha Dulani. She made a wonderful 50. Young, batting at number 3. She looks good. And Harshini Pereira at last got to a half century, making 65. She looked good as well. But sadly, the rest of the batters, well, were under the pump slightly. I think Chamari Adapothu had a very disappointing tour, isn't it? She just made 103 runs in 5 T20s. She needs to up her game, because she's now leading a very young side, and she's got to do the guiding part perfectly well. Right, the game's coming up, obviously, of course. We are looking forward to the Sydney Test, England versus Australia. That's coming up on the 4th. Lots of under-19 games are being played. Zimbabwe playing against Afghanistan. Then Pakistan will be playing against Afghanistan as well. And we're also looking at South Africa play against India in the under-19s. So that'll be interesting games to follow. But as far as Sri Lanka men are concerned, the T20 World Cup coming on the 7th of February. That's where we keep our eyes focused. And the new stadium, or the refurbished stadium, not the new stadium. So looking forward to seeing SSC get that international glamour, where day-night games could be played at an iconic venue like SSC, the home of so many top international cricketers who represented Sri Lanka. Well, that's about it. And let me also just remind our listeners, we want to thank you very much for being in our company throughout the year 2025. We also envisage your support, your love, and your cooperation as we present more cricket to you in the new year 2026. From Lucky Pieris and myself, I take this opportunity of wishing all of you a blessed day Looking forward to wishing you all again tomorrow for the new year. Thanks for listening, as I spin you a record for your listening pleasure.